the show today, we have Children's Miracle Network Hospital CEO John Locke talking about the latest campaign, their Vote for Miracles campaign that's happening right now. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. John Locke, CEO of Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. John, how are you, sir?
I am doing great, thank you.
Good. Glad to have you back on the show. Happy post-Thanksgiving. And you guys have had quite a year, actually.
Yeah, we have. We're closing in on surpassing $400 million raised this year for the first time.
Unbelievable.
It gives us, out of our 37 years of history, 36 years of increased fundraising every year. So we're thrilled that we're able to help so many kids.
Yeah, you guys are doing some fantastic work. And you have another campaign coming up this year, and it's one of my favorite ones. It's called Vote for Miracles campaign. I think last year the first year, or was the year before?
Second year?
Okay.
This is the third year.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And it's a pretty neat idea, and it was hugely successful for you guys. So having said that, can you give us a quick overview on what Vote for Miracles is all about?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for actually anyone to go on to the website, which is voteformiracles.org, and actually vote for your favorite, or ideally your local favorite hospital, Children's mm-hmm. Hospital, and also your local member credit union. So we think this is a great opportunity to bring awareness to what the local Children's Hospital is doing, as well as significantly what the credit union industry is doing to make a difference
right. Out
of so many of these kids. So it's a voting deal that runs from Giving Tuesday through the 18th of December. We hope to raise enough awareness and dollars, because this is about fundraising, to raise hopefully around $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, the results from, I don't know if you have the results in front of you or anything, but the results from the last couple of years have been pretty impressive, especially for a new-ish campaign. So you guys have done really well with this one, which is probably why it's still in the playbook, so to speak.
Yeah, it raised a little over $400,000 last year. One of the things that's really helped prime the pump of this campaign has been the Call Financial Services. They've actually thrown in $100,000 to really augment and kickstart the campaign. So we're thrilled again with their participation
mm-hmm. helping support this year. So again, how exactly does it work? How does a credit union get involved, and then how does the campaign work? Just for folks who may be new to some people.
This is all web-based, so okay. You just go to voteformiracles.org, and mm-hmm. so what we're asking all of our hospitals and member credit unions across the country to do is to bring awareness to getting everybody to go to the site, because once you're at your site, all the resources are there to vote for your favorite hospital, make a donation, and actually learn a little bit more about what the credit union industry is doing to help support kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's connection to the broader hospital website to find out things that are going on with the hospital as well. So it's just a great opportunity to understand exactly how you can help the local kids.
Indeed. And so voting for your favorite children's hospital in your area, I mean, how does this benefit those hospitals that are being voted for?
So this is a contest, right? So
Yeah. They're
actually winners. So the first place hospital will win $50,000.
Yeah.
Of fundraising support. The second place will get $20,000, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we have a de-escalating amount. And so there's a little bit of competitive fun in this. And
sure.
Our hospitals really get into it, because certainly they want the fundraising, but they certainly feel that sense of wanting to be a winner and get the word out. But it's just a great opportunity to really generate the awareness and mm-hmm. connection to the cause.
Along with bragging rights for a whole year, you know? So
yeah. Rights and all that comes with that.
So again, so how did credit unions get involved? What do they need to do to get in here? I mean, obviously, because they've been an integral part of the Children's Miracle Network, Hospital Network, I mean, the network hospitals. So how do they get involved here? How can they kind of push
they
this campaign?
The best thing they do is direct as many folks as they can, all of their members, mm-hmm. Anyone, their neighbors, their friends, to go to that site, hopeformiracles.org. So that's really the key. And that's a real simple thing. All they have to do, you know, they don't have to make a direct ask for any donations. They just have to direct them to the website, and at a minimum, you know, literally, you can go on and just vote and get off.
Mm-hmm.
And, we found that that is the initial connection to really to keep some of the donations and to get potential new donors that come in through that avenue. So it's you know, it's just an all-out awareness effort.
Yeah, indeed. And so, I mean, so kind of wrapping up here, what has been the overall impact credit unions have had on the Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the nationwide network? I mean, because I mean, we're still ranked third, right, as far as...
Yeah, in terms of overall funds raised this year, credit unions raise approximately $12 million. Collectively, over the years, credit unions raised over $170 million.
Goodness.
And the way I guess I like to look at it is just the number of kids that are impacted. So these efforts have impact on approximately 10 to 11 million kids every year.
Mm-hmm.
They make such a difference. Obviously, the funds go to help everything from equipment to uninsured care to research, a number of things. Wherever the money is needed, these dollars are unrestricted. They go to the greatest need. They stay local, where they are raised, and most of all, they have the impact. And, the credit union industry has been at the forefront. As you said, we have had over the years a number of partners, but credit unions has been consistently a partner that has delivered year after year and is in the top two to three or four fundraising partners that we work with on an annual basis. And that's amazing to me because, as you know, Mike, the credit union industry, I think, is a little bit fragmented. This isn't one big bank or organization. It's a lot of local community member-supported organizations that really pull together. And that's what amazes me about the credit unions have the impact.
Yeah, and how we all come together for this cause is just it's amazing. So, and I mean, and I think no matter who you are, I mean, somebody somewhere has been touched by what a children's hospital has done for either your kids or your neighbor's kids or your family or something along those lines. So it touches everybody in some form or fashion. So to have the efforts that you guys put forward is pretty tremendous. And to have these folks, I mean, it's just, I mean, we've talked a dozen millions of times about how it's affected my family because we have a bunch of kids and we've made our trips down to our local children's hospital a time or two. And it's really been a huge impact in our lives and a lot of our friends and family's lives as well. So this is what these folks do is amazing, amazing work for these kids. And to have credit unions, along with all the other industries out there, putting forth these great efforts to, you know, to really, you know, generate these funds for the children's hospitals across our nation is amazing. So you guys are right there at the forefront. So I just want to say a big kudos to you guys as well. It's a great way to round out our year. So a big thank you, I think, is what I'm trying to say, John.
Well, actually, let me just rebound that back. I mean, the thank you really ought to go to folks that are really doing all the fundraising. We help facilitate that, but it's really it's all these wonderful credit unions and the members of those credit unions that have really made that difference, raising funds. So from me, from our organization, from the hospitals that the credit union industry supports, a huge thank you to everybody across the industry.
Yep, indeed. And I think that's a great message to end on. John, thank you so much, as always, for your time. We always enjoy having you coming on. You've been coming on for, gosh, like at least 7 or 8 years. You're one of my first guests, I remember. So thank you for that as well, always making time out, and we always appreciate that. And again, the great work that you guys are doing. So keep up the good work, sir, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.